Chairman Dodd produces a financial regulation bill and a challenge to Republicans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd today went public with his plan to prevent another banking crisis. The Senate Banking Committee chairman's plan puts more oversight in the hands of the Federal Reserve. The bill faces steep opposition from the GOP. One of the most contentious issues is the placement and powers of a new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports Senator Dodd has come up with a compromise.
Senator Dodd wants to put the new consumer agency inside the Federal Reserve Board, even though many consumer advocates, like Public Citizen's Robert Weissman, want an agency with independent powers.
The reason we're having a fight about this is that the people who are proposing that such an agency be housed in another department is that they want to clip exactly that kind of autonomy.
Under Dodd's compromise, even with a stronger consumer agency, a new set of regulators would have veto power if they decide the consumer rules would hurt the bank's bottom lines. Banks have yet to react to Dodd's proposal, but Taylor Griffin, a consultant for the financial services industry, says after more than a year of congressional debate, banks are ready for it to be over.
This process has injected a lot of uncertainty into how the financial system would be regulated, and that affects the stock prices of financial institutions, and that also affects their future business planning.
Senator Dodd's bill first goes to the Banking Committee, then to the Senate floor. If it passes there, it'll have to be reconciled with a bill the House passed last December. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
An acquisition announced today in the fashion industry is size extra large. The conglomerate Phillips Van Heusen, which owns Calvin Klein and Kenneth Cole and Izod and others, is buying Tommy Hilfiger for about $3 billion. Joining us to talk about it is Time Magazine contributing editor Kate Betts. She joins us live from New York. She covers fashion at Time. Hi, Kate.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Bill.
It's a pleasure. This is big. These are names even I recognize. Has the fashion landscape changed today for consumers?
This certainly changes the international fashion landscape for American brands. I think Calvin Klein has the biggest name recognition in the world for an American brand, and Tommy Hilfiger has great distribution in Europe and Asia, so it really packs a double punch, and it's going to give them a lot of power.
How does that work? Why are they stronger together?
Well, they'll have a lot more power in the marketing world. They'll have a lot more power in real estate, getting the best locations in malls and outlets and retail stores around the world. It will just give them really financial power, and the combination of distribution and name recognition is magical in the retail world.
Okay. Now, I remember Tommy Hilfiger. It was preppy, and then it was big with rappers in the 90s. Where does Hilfiger, the brand, stand now? Is it dated? Is it big?
Well, it got kind of lost, it's true, after their high in the late 90s. But right now, I think they're trying to get back to this preppy American image, this idea of all-American optimism. That's what they really capitalize on the best.
But post-recession, is anybody still buying American optimism?
Well, you know, this isn't really the real world, Bill. This is the brand world. But I think that, you know, capitalizing on the American dream has always been very successful for American retailers and apparel makers. So I think especially in a bad economy, in a recession, people need optimism. That's what they're looking for.
Okay. Kate Betts at Time Magazine, covering the fashion industry there as contributing editor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tommy Hilfiger is owned by a British private equity firm. Phillips Van Heusen is publicly traded, and this morning, shares are up about 9%. As for the rest of the market, not so much. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are off around 0.75% this morning. The Dow is down 39 points. It's at 10,585. There were signs today China and India will put the brakes on their economies to slow unintended acceleration. Both Asian and European markets lost about 1% today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, reacting to the stock market is investing. Taking stock in long term is vanguarding. More about vanguarding at vanguard.com.
April 15th aside, today is tax day for businesses that file quarterly estimated taxes. One thing some of them will be figuring out is how much they have saved on their tax bills using various incentives for green energy improvements. From the Entrepreneurship Desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
State and local tax incentives can help a business save thousands on building retrofits, installing compact fluorescent light bulbs, new windows, insulation, and the like. Federal tax credits can offset up to 30% of the cost for installing wind turbines or solar panels. Roan Resch is president of the Solar Energy Industry Association. He says that's helped jumpstart the industry.
In 2009, we had a record year. Installations of photovoltaics grew by over 40% in the United States.
The government's tax credits and rebates are doing a lot for big industries, but not so much for small business. Steve King is a consultant at Emergent Research. He says most small businesses can't afford to install a new solar array or even green building upgrades that take advantage of state and local rebates.
Overall, small businesses haven't been able to take advantage of them, primarily because they are tax incentives based on investments. And the climate's such with the Great Recession that small businesses have not been in a position to make those investments.
Another problem right now, you can't save on your taxes if you're in the red.
The tax benefit only helps if you're paying taxes, and you're only paying taxes if you're making money. And so the benefit really starts to take off once the economy begins to recover.
King expects more companies to invest in energy efficiency as profits return, and in states with strong incentives, they'll be able to cut their tax bills, too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And finally, a happy ending in a Rockville, Maryland jewelry store. A golden retriever named Soli swallowed a $20,000 3-carat diamond that had fallen on the floor. Yes, girl's best friend devoured by man's best friend. 3 days later, Soli was on his daily walk. He did what dogs do, and there it was, a diamond in the rough. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.